Those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. How the heck are you today? My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is August 24th, 2014. Our guest today is going to be Joe Dan Gorman. He does intellectual frog legs, if you want to Google that. I'm here in the studio with Linda, my sister.
Good morning. How are you?
The fun never stops. And Bob Martin, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived, and you can friend me because there's a few slots left at Mark E. Kent. Thank you, Bob. And then the next...
Back away from the cup.
Give me the coffee. as soon as that's filled up, and I'm thinking I've got like 20 more slots there to make the 5,000 before they cut me off and put me in Facebook prison. But then you can go to Sovereign Mind Inc. I'm sorry, Sovereign Minds Facebook. I'm sorry, I was thinking of the website, sovereignminds.net.
Are we having an issue over there?
I need more coffee. It's what it is.
You know? I don't know if that's a good idea, but...
There you are. Okay. My quote for today is, if you are on the right track, you'll get run over if you sit there. And remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. So.
There you go.
There you have it. Have you got any...
I don't have any veterans of it right now. I don't have a computer or anything, so bear with me. But I wanted to remind people about next Saturday, the Agenda 21 Liberty Tour that's going to happen at Wind River. So I wanted to bring that up. There's going to be a lot of great speakers, Brad Dacus, Shannon Grove, Chris Street. It is next Saturday, August 30th at Wind River. Tickets are $35. You can call 605-4565 or come by the Reading Tea Party tomorrow night. And we'll have Doug LaMoffa there, too.
Oh, very good. Yeah, everybody show up tomorrow night. Now, your congressman is going to be there. Come to ask any of the questions that you want to find out about. So... Let's see, I've got a couple of headlines here, and, you know, here's from Reuters, and this is Reuters.com. China allows three more banks, including StanChart, to import gold. Now, that's interesting because we're up to like 15 banks, and China's just importing gold. And even though they're the biggest producer in the world, they're still importing gold.
Yeah, along with India, isn't it?
India. Very good, very good. And, yeah, so that's just all coink-a-dink, and they're just not very smart, those Chinese, right?
No.
No. And in the meantime, here in the United States, Countrywide faces another lawsuit. We just had a lawsuit with Bank of America where they settled for $17 billion. Because of the illegal mortgage-backed securities.
Right,
and all
isn't
that.
Countrywide part of Bank of America? At one time, they were.
Well, evidently, they're not. Countrywide Financial Corporation co-founder Angelo Mozzillo has escaped the wrath of prosecutors for his company's role in inflating. hasn't escaped the wrath of prosecutors for his company's role in inflating the U.S. housing bubble that preceded the financial crisis. So, you know, I was, you know, Iceland, they started prosecuting all of the bankers.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know,
interesting.
Here they gave them bonuses. You know, yeah. Gee, wonder what the problem
is. A bailout.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is, you know.
With Freddie and Fannie here, they bailed them out there for a bit.
That's insane. So, you know, you start putting this all together, and pretty soon, you know, you get what you got. And so I'm looking at another story here. Venezuela proposes fingerprinting grocery shoppers. Venezuelans, this is a communist government of Venezuela, could soon have to scan their fingerprints. The Venezuelans could soon have to scan their fingerprints to buy bread. This is the communist utopian dream.
Yeah, but
dream
you know what? You stop and think about, we're probably not too far behind, because have you noticed you can swipe your driver's license at the grocery store and they do all kinds of stuff like that? So just saying.
That could never happen here. Oh. We would never have a communist in the White House, would we?
Yeah. I'm just saying that I don't think it's too far. And they do take your thumbprint and stuff to cash checks, so I don't think it's too far.
And that's the utopia that we're all headed towards, because guess what? You know, it doesn't work. Everybody wants free stuff from the government. Take care of me. I want free stuff. Oh, yeah, freedom. Nah, the Constitution, don't worry about it. So that's what's coming, people, if we don't turn this around.
Hey, while we're on that subject, I just talked to somebody about a restraining order, and I got to find out about this. And if anybody knows, they went down to get a restraining order on their neighbor.
Yep.
Okay? They're having a lot of problems with their neighbor. Went down there, but they wanted, down at the police department, wanted the individual to sign a paper and tell them what weapons they had and to turn their weapons in, because supposedly now if you get a restraining order, you can't have weapons in your house.
Really?
Yeah. So, like I say, I got to research that out. But, you know, speaking of fingerprints and things like that, it's like...
Well, that's that
You know,
program.
They were pretty reliable people.
That's the program that we're talking about. You know, they've been using... Actually, I'm familiar with that. They've been using the funds illegally to confiscate weapons on people who have any kind of a background...
Just because they want to get a restraining order on their neighbor, they're saying, hey, we want you to tell us what weapons you have in your possession. And while you have the restraining order in place, we want to keep your weapons safe for you.
That could never happen here. Wait a minute. It is.
Yeah.
And so
that's in Redding, California, no less, too.
There you have it. Here I have another document here from this is Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians during a full-scale riots in the U.S. I mean, you can go to Infowars.com to see this one. And guess what? I mean, it's under the 132-page document titled The U.S. Army Techniques Publication, dated 3 – I don't know if that's a date. It's 3-39.33, so I'm not sure what that means. I guess that's the manual.
I was going to say code.
Manual code. And that's civil disturbances. It's a PDF, and you can get it from public intelligence. So you might want to look that up. Of course, that could never happen here, even though it is. But so there we have it. Let's see. What else have we got on the agenda here? Mapping the militarization of American police force since 2001 is the article. It comes from Zero Hedge. And, I was looking over this over the weekend, and it seems that they just had a vote this last week or two where they voted to fund this. I mean, Alan Grayson introduced a bill, and I'm just curious as why that the majority of the congressmen voted to keep funding this program that militarizes the police. They had like 17,000 bayonets in there and 345.
Well, that's kind of scary, because that's kind of a double-edged sword, or can be.
Grenade launchers. Why are we militarizing the police in the first place again? This comes from the NDAA.
Yeah, because we always know that they have our best interests at heart, that they wouldn't overstep themselves.
Especially with Obama and Eric Holder in charge of everything. I would.
Eric Holder would come down and straighten it out.
What a guy.
You know?
Yeah, okay. There you have it. So let's see. What else have we got? We've got, you know, washing continue. You know, I still got another article here. This is on ammoland.com. And again, Washington, D.C. votes to continue militarization of American police. And LaMalfa will be at the Tea Party tomorrow. I'd be really curious to find out what the rationale was. We know that Alan Grayson is not the most stable tool in the shed, so to speak.
Yeah, and sometimes we need to pick those bills apart, you know. They say that they're going to do one thing, but they really mean something else. Yes is no, and no is yes. So, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, he's right up there with Al Franken anyway. So,
but that's the kind of things people need to educate themselves on so that they know on these bills.
I better know what's going on here, because why would we vote to not defund this? That's my question. That's a big question. Why would we vote to not defund the militarization of the police? Because that's not what they're intended for. They're supposed to be securing our liberties and our safety, not gearing up You know, and if there's, and here's another question. If there's nothing wrong in America, why are we doing this? You know,
exactly. Like I say, they always go back to the gangs and stuff like that, but we know that it doesn't stop there.
Well, if the border's secure and we're not going to have a financial collapse, why are we militarizing everything?
Yeah.
Maybe they know something we don't.
Yeah, we do know that they're turning over tanks and stuff to police departments and sheriffs and SWAT teams.
Yeah. So it's questions that need to be asked, the hard questions, and so let's just go with doing a little
people
research.
Need to do some research and find out and read between the lines, because like I say, you look at the outside of it, you know, it looks like it means one thing, but we always know that once we start digging, it may seem like something totally different, and people need to get educated, because there's many bills like that that come out that people know nothing about.
Yeah, there we have it. So I guess I'm not sure. I think our
he was supposed to call in about 15 after the hour. I believe he's on the line right now.
So he was having
to skip out of church. So
so we're gonna go to our break and bring him back on the break, and then we'll introduce our guest.
Yeah.
Today.
So if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Sunshine, we laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine, and I'll be on my way. I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear. But though
hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, community radio for the North State, whatever you want to call us.
All of the above.
We have our guest on the line, I believe. We've got Joe Dan Gorman, and he does intellectual frog legs, and he's with Big Dog Music Mafia,
yes.
And he does a lot of stuff, and I really like your humor, Joe. Are you there?
Yeah, man. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
The fun never stops. How about you?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm actually at church. And I got some evil eyes sneaking out for this little interview here.
Well, I didn't realize we had a limited amount of time. Otherwise, I would have not even gone into the break.
I apologize for that. I just, but there's nothing like having an evil eye from your preacher.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Well, I was late getting in as it was, because we put out a new episode of Intellectual Frog Legs last night. Got that out about 2 a.m. this time. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, so I'm on Central Time.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway, I understand you guys had a little earthquake out there or something.
Yes,
huh?
We did.
Well, we're so far north of that, I didn't even feel it, because we're up by the Oregon border, you know, 100 miles from the Oregon border, so that was way down in Napa. So I guess they did. I mean, I got a little bit of the news this morning, and I guess it was rocking and rolling down there.
Holy cow. Well, I wasn't sure exactly where you guys were at. But,
yeah, we're in God's country up here in the northern part of the state. Everybody says Northern California, and they think Sacramento or San Francisco. That's
nope.
Anything south of Red Bluff, in my opinion, is the Twilight Zone.
I'm with you on that. I lived in California for about a year. And y'all have the worst accents out there.
Oh,
that's because people don't know how to drive, most of them. I was going to say something else, but we'll clean it up. But yeah.
Well, I figured I'd say something first. I couldn't finish a sentence out there without somebody giggling about my accent.
Well, what is that? Alabama? What? North Carolina? Where's that from?
It's a cross between Tennessee, Kentucky, and Texas, and Australia.
I'm not sure what you'd call that.
Redneck Aussie? I don't know.
There you go.
Anyway, we kind of wanted to hit some of the stuff. Have you been? I'm pretty sure you've been watching the political scene lately. Have you got any comments lately on something of interest here for us?
Well, you know, it's just a more of a generalized statement. Everything that made America what America is, what made America great, is under attack.
Yep.
I mean, from every direction. And November is going to show us what we're made of. I mean, we're going to see if we've still got any red, white, and blue blood left. I mean, my goodness. I mean, every aspect of our country, we do have a rich Christian heritage, by the way. And contrary to what these secular humanists want to tell us. And, you know, that's one of the things we try to go over in Intellectual Frog Legs in a fun way. But, I mean, it's maddening. I mean, it breaks my heart to see a president who just, I mean, he does not give a damn.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, how do you go play a round of golf after someone gets their head cut off? I mean, I don't even know how you do that. And then out there having a good time, he was more interested in getting back to his tee time, it looked like, than actually worrying about the guy over there that just died.
Oh, and you can see the expressions. I mean, they're out there laughing and cutting it up with the NBA players, and it's disgusting. It really is.
It's sickening, absolutely. Well, that's what we got. That's what happens when you vote a community organizer in with no experience in any military, nothing. I mean, this guy has zero experience up there. The country's being run by Waldo.
Oh, and look at who he surrounds himself with. I mean, he's never accomplished anything. He's never had a job. He's never run a business. He's never had to meet a payroll. And then he's surrounded by all these little kids. My goodness. I mean, I don't think half of them shave. The guys, I mean. No, I'm going to stop there.
What are you talking about? Hey, dude, what are you talking about?
No, but I mean, you know, like. Yeah,
dude,
like
that was 2 years
guy.
Ago.
Exactly. And then the Secretary of State spokes chick, whatever her name is.
Oh, I don't even remember. I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember her name because she's just like a blonde on my screen. As soon as I see her, I turn the page. It's just,
goodness.
You know, these people are out of control. And like you say, you got the youth, but you also have look at Valerie Jarrett. I mean, she's pretty much a communist, and you had Van Jones in there that was a communist. I mean,
Bill Ayers
was his friend and his mentor, and all these guys. This guy, you know, remember years ago when he first got elected, if you called him a socialist, you were some kind of homophobic, or you know, a social phobic. And I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, socialist was the new key code word for racist too. You know.
Yeah. Anything you say against the guy, you're a racist. Now the gloves. I mean, now I hear everybody talking about he's a liar. Well, I guess you couldn't say that like 4 years ago because then you're a racist, homophobic, socialistic.
Yeah, did the light bulb just come on?
And you know, I come from a real estate background. You know, and I haven't been in this media stuff, but just a handful of years, but. Had I told a lie, a material lie, to that was equal to the equivalent of you can keep your health care, my gosh, I would have been fired. I would have been fined. I probably would have gone to jail. And I mean, it just blows me away. This guy can say anything.
Yep.
He can say anything. And where are the adults? And you know, that's why we've got to get back to our Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Joe,
we've got to get back to them.
Joe, we can't keep our health care?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Well, I do know a good witch doctor down on the south side of the Georgia Creek.
Yeah, that's right. He shakes the rattle, and he goes, if the chicken in the bones, and you throw
down
them out.
In
and,
the bayou.
It's the voodoo magic, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you just pay him in chickens and pies.
Throwing some chitlins and it's all good.
Yeah, there you have it. You know, just don't give me any, don't do the okra thing because I just.
Oh, no, no, that's greasy. That's nasty.
I can't even do that stuff. It's like the slimy okra thing. So anyway.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I'll leave that one alone. We might get the button if we go too far on that one.
But I'm bump, bump. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so
I want okra.
Well, it seems like, you know, the racists are the ones that are calling racist. I mean, you really look at this whole thing. I mean, how do you become a racist by arguing policy? How do you become a racist by saying that I don't agree with this guy? I mean, look at everything's racist now, you know, the way these guys have been pushing. And it's really just a cover for challenging their policy. They just call names. It's right out of Saul Alinsky's playbook.
Absolutely. Just look at what they do. I mean, you know, when you're talking about something like the IRS scandal or Benghazi, you know, they can't talk about that because that's an ongoing case. But as soon as they can play the race card, my gosh, from Trayvon to this new situation in Ferguson, Missouri, they are all over it.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you right there the type of people we're dealing with. I mean, that was like a who's who of the most racist people in the country descending on that place.
Yeah.
Well, you had the Black Panthers, the KKK, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Eric Holder. My goodness.
I don't know if you can be black and racist. Is that... You know, a possibility?
Yeah, yeah, technically. Well, if you ask them, you can't be.
Yeah, I think that true. You have to be white to be racist, isn't it? Isn't that how
it works? Well, that's the way they like it to
southern.
Be.
If you have a southern accent, you're like off the hook racist.
That's, well, you know, obviously you were alive during the Civil War and participated somehow. I could just tell by your
voice. It's all your fault.
I still have slaves. You know, the fact is, a black lady raised me. I was married to a Mexican. So, yeah, I'm flaming racist.
It just gets old after a while. I mean, I keep, you know, I just saw an article yesterday. That actually, the first slave owner was actually black in 16-something. I can't remember his name. Anthony, I'll have to look it up again. But the point being is, you know, that was like 400 years ago.
Yeah, but they skipped that information that the blacks had blacks as slaves way back when. They're the one that started it.
I don't think anybody should have slaves, but I'm getting tired of being blamed for something I didn't even know about. I wasn't even born. I was fishing on a creek when I was 10 years old. I didn't know anything about this stuff.
No, but you know, that's been their narrative. They've been rewriting our history. Like, you know, the Confederate flag, you know, that's all but completely vanished. But you know what? That's actually the first time blacks and whites stood together to fight against racism and slavery. You know, there is no pure flag. You know, I'm just, it's nauseating how they keep manipulating our history and the information they keep popping out. No wonder how a lot of the kids believe what they believe.
Well, they've been fed
such
lies.
You know, they're trained to believe that we are evil. We are the what's wrong with the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I really highly recommend that everybody go see that movie by D'Souza, America. I mean, it really exposes a lot of this stuff for what it is, which is just
absolutely.
Hulk. It's just Hulk Hogan.
Outstanding movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, isn't it a shame that somebody not born in this country has to put together a movie like that? And I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, he loves this country more than most people that were actually born here.
Well,
and he's a patriot. He's a hero.
You know,
if I would have put out a movie like that, I'd been hung up as a racist.
Well, I mean, if we go with that line of thinking that he actually loves this country more than anybody born here, should we talk about Obama? I mean,
you know, Obama's a puppet, and I'm just so and I like what the James Woods said. He's just a meat puppet. And, of course, that thing with James Woods followed that up by, I will never work in Hollywood again.
It's so
but a
true.
Lot of people are waking up, and we're sick to death of it.
Yep.
And that's what I'm trying to do with intellectual frog legs is, you know, I hate politics. You know, I'm like most Americans. I detest politicians, but I try to put this stuff in a perspective that appeals to people who do hate politics.
Right.
And so, you know, we try to make intellectual frog legs fun. You know, we do, we we research everything thoroughly. And it's intellectualfroglegs.com. And then I sure hope that you guys subscribe and become a regular to the show.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, where do they go? Intellectualfroglegs.com. It's hard to say that five times fast, I bet.
Well, a lot of people say international. It's like, no, it's not frog leg pancake. It's intellectualfroglegs.com. And then, there's a segment of those folks out there in California that just, that they giggle so much at my accent, they don't pay attention to what's being said. But, they need to shut up and pay attention.
Well, I've enjoyed it. That's what made me want to get a hold of you. And I friended you on Facebook, Joe, is that I caught a little episode of the Intellectual Frog Legs, and I thought, oh, man, I like this guy. We went back to, the first heard about you from the Big Dog Music Mafia,
yeah.
Jenny.
To be honest with you, I'm no longer affiliated with them. They kicked me out.
Really?
Do we dare ask why?
I really don't know why they, I wish them all well, but there is no affiliation.
Oh, I see. I understand. So they probably because you still had slaves.
I'm sorry?
I said probably because you still had slaves. I mean, that would have been a problem.
Well, I'm not going to go there.
Sorry.
There's a lot of people out there that I don't see eye to eye with, but they are on the right side, and I wish them well.
Right.
And that's one of the things. Conservatives have to quit fighting amongst each other.
Absolutely.
We beat each other up. And it gets back to Reagan's 80-20. Yeah. I mean, somebody that you agree with 80% of the time is not a 20% enemy.
Well, I'm from Irish descent, and if you watch Dinesh or D'Souza's film, I mean, we had it just almost a bit as bad, but the real deal is it's not what happens to you, it's what you do after it happens, and you've got to pull up your bootstraps and actually work and get things done, and I think that's the big difference between the Irish and what has happened in the country. There was nobody to complain to, nobody cared, so we started working.
Yeah, you got to take care of your own. You got to paddle your own canoe.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And it's come time that we do that again, and that's across the board with everybody. Well, and it's not just us Irish, but it's everybody.
We're totally cut from the same cloth, Joe. From the aspect of that, I was never involved in politics 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, I do finances, and I was into monetary policy and all that stuff. But then, I went to somebody invited me to the radio station and said, hey, we want you to come on as a guest. And I came in, and then the guy left and said, hey, this is your program now.
It's amazing how that works. And then, I'll tell you what, I lost everything in 2008. I mean everything in the real estate market. In 2009, I did my first video ever. Never edited a video in my life. And last year, I was nominated for Video Blogger of the Year at CPAC.
Nice.
So, you never know what can happen. If you bust your butt and get to work and focus and put your trust in God, good things can happen. Good things can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me on. I sure do appreciate it. We'll do it another time when I'm not actually in church. I'm getting the evil eye again. I see it from the window.
Yeah, we'll have you back when you got some better time here, so we don't have to cut you off or you have to go. So
yeah, we don't want you to get the evil eye too much. We didn't realize we were actually pulling you out of church when I contacted
you.
We
appreciate your time, and we hope to see you in the future, Joe.
Well, guys, God bless you all, and best of luck with what you're doing, and keep fighting a good fight.
Right
you
back
too,
at you.
And thank you.
Very good.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Let's go ahead and go to a break now, Bob.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. Before the world
took me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
We at Farmers Insurance are hiring. It is rewarding taking care of your customers and being involved in the Reading community. Now is the time to take charge of your destiny. If you or any friends, family, or co-workers are interested, please have them contact us at the Reading Farmers District office at 243-1100. Again, 243-1100.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I remember getting kind of hammered to that song a couple of times.
We're not going to discuss that. That was a ways back when that song came out.
Yeah, it wasn't last week. Now nope. It's like I got friends in low places. I'm talking about if I have a drink, I have a headache and I'm down by the toilet. So it's not good. So maybe we should digress and move along and get talk about that.
But that was good to have. Dan Joe.
One of our friends in low places.
Yeah, that was. I wasn't really referring to Joe Dan there. No. I mean, you know.
He's going to hell for doing that interview.
Poor guy.
So we didn't know that Joe Dan was going to be off the air. We thought we had him for a full hour, so, you know, we're a little bit unprepared. But guess what? We know how to tap dance. And so we.
Turns out he had to skip out on the sermon in order to talk to us.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the church service.
Yeah.
He made it sound like because a couple days ago when I was Facebooking him that he was just, you know, going to have to leave like the last part of the sermon and it'd all be good. Not like it was right in the middle of everything.
I mean, I can hear the preacher in the background even, you know, the fire and brimstone, and you better get back inside, Joe.
Yeah.
So with that, we want everybody to know that you can go to Joe Dan Media at joedanmedia.com, and you can check that out and go to intellectualfroglegs.com. And
you can Facebook him too.
That.
And, you know, he's really good on Facebook of getting back to you if you have any questions or you want to chat with him. He's real good with that.
Heck of a nice guy.
Yeah,
and
he is.
And he really doesn't have slaves, okay? We just want to make sure everybody knows that. He's from the South, but, you know.
Well, it sounds like he was all over the South, a little Texan and Kentucky in there and everything. So.
Last I checked, they outlawed it. So, unless you're in Syria or Iraq.
Right between. him and Shauna Holmes on We the People this morning. We've run the gamut of accents. We had Shauna's Canadian accent.
Hey.
Yeah. Didn't know what she was talking about.
Didn't know what she was talking about. Yeah, what, a boot? What do you mean a boot?
Well, she knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, there you have it.
We were trying to interpret.
Okay, so a couple more headlines here, and we'll kind of get up to speed. We should maybe talk a little bit about the Board of Supervisors. There was a email that was acquired that basically David Keogh told everybody that the Tea Party and the State of Jefferson guys, which are not really the same guys, some of them are same guys, but you know, the State of Jefferson movement is a complete different thing from the Tea Party. Just because some of the Tea Party guys are involved in that doesn't mean it's the same guys, but they're acting like they're all one big bunch of guys.
Right.
And you know, we go back to the media just blasting. Remember when the Tea Party was racist, they were homophobic, they were everything, you know, gee, does it sound like a smear campaign? And all the Democrats, it doesn't matter what they say up there. You don't have to read the bill. Let's find out what's in it.
After you pass it.
After you pass it. What does it matter? It just goes on and on and on. Sure. Well, these guys just get their talking points, and they're like little O-bots and robots, and you know,
they've been doing it a long time. Some of them.
We have to pass it before you find out what's in it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so they smeared the Tea Party to the point where you just bring it up, and all of a sudden you're a bad guy, which is absolutely insane when you look at what's going on in the country. But let's going back to the Board of Supervisors. In his email, he basically said that the Tea Party and the State of Jefferson are a bunch of spoiled kids who want mob rule. And you know, the real deal is that is such hokum. You know,
can't they come up with something better than that for us?
I guess all we want to do is have a republic where we are representative, you know, have a representative republic like we were promised in both constitution, state and federal. And it just seems to me that, it's just a cop-out for them not taking responsibility for looking at the State of Jefferson and having a presentation, you know, and going through the emails and seeing what they're saying is pretty enlightening when you start thinking about how, you know, it's the old smile on your face every time they, you know, take your place, the old backstabber thing. Well, you know, it's really true. These guys, you know, have their own special interest in mind. Yeah, it seems to me.
Well, for so long they've been able to do what they've done, and nobody's questioning.
Nobody's questioning them.
And it's time.
And you know, they're big. You know, like Les Baugh said that. Oh, gee, we have. You know, everybody's. You know, I have most of my constituents are against this. You know, and I went through the emails, and it was overwhelming.
But at the same time, he said 50% and 50% for it and 50% against it. So you go back
through the emails, and it's overwhelming in support of the State of Jefferson. It's so what's going on? What's that all about? We got a caller, Bob?
Yeah, Gary from Reading would like to throw his two cents in.
Sure.
All right.
Are
Gary?
You there, Gary?
Good morning. Regarding Kehoe, Baugh, and Modi, our infamous Board of Supervisor members, this is a nice definition. They are obtuse snollygosters that want to promote cockastocracy.
I'm not sure I want to look that up in the dictionary.
I don't think I want to try to repeat it either.
They're obtuse snollygosters who want to promote cockastocracy.
Could you
and
explain
I'll leave it that? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I was going to say, can you?
Thank you.
Okay, I'm taking a hell of a chance by not hitting the dump button.
I know.
There.
We don't even know what that means. It sounds like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. So
yeah, and I don't want to try to repeat it because I'm sure we will get the button if I try to repeat those words.
Yeah, I'm going to just not touch that, but it's really true. I mean, the sentiment out there is, you know, definitely State of Jefferson, because the real deal is that we don't have a representative government anymore, no matter how you look at it. And these guys did not examine the stuff like they said. They examined old reports that were being, you know, spoon-fed to them by Larry Lees.
They couldn't have reviewed the 88-page report or 80-page report, whatever it was, because they only got it like 5 minutes prior, maybe 10 minutes. Minutes prior to the meeting. So
they were reviewing old reports from 2011 about a six-state split up that had nothing to do with the State of Jefferson. And if when you go to the emails, it looks pretty much like it was already in the bag. They'd made up their minds looking at some of Leonard Modi's emails that, you know, they'd already made up their mind. They were talking like, oh, yeah, we'll look at this stuff. No, they'd already made up their mind. They'd already been talking with some of their people, their cronies, whoever they are, that won't mention any names because they were redacted.
They were gonna say how they voted prior. They already knew. You could tell when they come to the bench that they weren't really listening to anybody.
So if we're a bunch of spoiled children because we want a representative government down in Sacramento, what does that make you guys? What does that make the Board of Supervisors? A bunch of self-serving, egotistical politicians?
Well, and not even to introduce the idea. Not even to look at it.
A snollygoster.
Yeah, be careful. Don't go there.
I know, because I know what I was going to say, and it's probably not. I know Bob will beep it.
Yeah.
So
5 second delay may not be long enough.
With that, let's probably go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll have some more headlines. But I had to get that in there because I think it deserved
it. Okay, if there's something you want to call in about or questions or comments, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is Community Radio for the North State.
AM 1460, KCNR, where you're listening to Sovereign Minds. The number to call if you'd like to join us in the last 15 minutes of the program, 530-605-4567 on AM 1460, KCNR.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind him break.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, October 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. October 2nd in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's not easy being great. Heaven has spent its day in the color of the leaves. When it could be nicer being red, yellow or gold, or something much more colorful like that.
Yep. It's not like easy that. Being green there, Board of Supervisors.
It's not.
Yeah, I guess we
could. A lot of other colors.
Yeah, it's not easy being green and getting your palms greased, I guess. Because can you say Wetlands Mitigation Bank and, you know, in the city council with their letter to CARB? I mean, good gosh.
No.
So, yeah, there's a Wetlands Mitigation Bank. You guys might want to look that up. And a couple things in the chat room for Philip. No, the Siskiyou County did not vote down the state of Jefferson. They voted down the six state thing, which was not the state of Jefferson movement.
Right, they were one of the first ones on board with Siskiyou
County.
Yes.
And that's another example of the media lies, the local fleshlight, the wretched fleshlight, not printing the truth and trying to sway public opinion with their propaganda garbage, which is why we started the Shasta Lantern, because we just want the truth out there, not a bunch of lies. And of course, we wouldn't. We don't have any liars in government or the media, do we?
Yeah, we don't have any problems with that.
Can you say less is not less? It's more lies. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they don't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. You know.
Yeah, we'll get into that another day. So LaMalfa has actually gone on record, it is my understanding, saying that he would support the new state at the federal level, to his credit. And this is really just about representation. And, you know, it seems like that Sacramento is not going to listen to us at all because we're just irrelevant while they rob us of all of our resources and regulate us out of business. So that's probably a problem.
That's a known fact. They're leaving this state faster than people are coming in. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, but just so you know, chat room, that no, Siskiyou County does support the state of Jefferson.
They sure do.
Declaration.
I believe we have six on board right now.
I believe it is six. Yeah. So with that, I guess let's go into a little global economics here, just for fun and giggles, as opposed to. Yeah.
Well, while you're looking that up, I'll let people know coming in September, we will have debates with the city council people on September 8th and September 22nd, I believe it is. So come check it out.
Very good. Very good. Here, this comes from RT. For you guys who don't know what RT is, RT.com, that's Russian television. They seem to actually print more of the truth than our mainstream media, who happens to be controlled by the big banks and owning their
follow
subsidiaries.
Follow the green.
Yeah, all the follow the green. That's all you got to do. It's not easy being green, but they seem to do it pretty well. Banksters win again. The BOA settlement with U.S. government allows Wall Street fraudsters to act with impunity, critics say. So while the U.S. Government touted its record settlement reached this week with Bank of America for mortgage fraud. Yeah, mortgage fraud. Okay, so they actually had mortgage fraud. Okay, that helped to fuel the 2008 recession, which, by the way, we haven't fixed, is only worse now. The details of the agreement indicate yet another slap on the wrist for the offending Wall Street titan. Bank of America agreed to the $16.65 billion settlement with federal authorities for selling toxic mortgages and misleading investors, the Justice Department announced today. That would be Eric Holder, last time I checked, who is really not my... Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, it says the historic resolution, the largest settlement on record, goes far beyond the cost of doing business, Attorney General Eric Holder said in his statement. Under the terms of this settlement, the bank has agreed to pay $7 billion in relief to struggling homeowners, borrowers, and communities affected by the bank's conduct. This is appropriate given the size and scope of the wrongdoing at issue. Why isn't anybody going to jail?
Yeah. And how's that going to help the people that already lost their homes and stuff? Are they going to search them out?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh yeah. I'm sure that
everybody. Sure they are.
I wonder who's going to be doling out the money. That would be.
Who decides who gets what when?
Yeah. Yet the $7 billion in relief is considered soft money fine, in which the bank will reduce some of the homeowners' mortgages. Very few homeowners are eligible for the refinancing. Oh, I'm shocked. Pursuant to the settlement, AP reported, those who are eligible may need to wait years for any settlement aid, as the payouts will be going on through 2018. But by that time, everything's going to be collapsed.
They're not going to have a house anyway.
They're not going to have a house anyway. See you later. Sorry. And we'll just keep the settlement. So it's not really a settlement. It's more of a big Band-Aid to make it look good. So they actually did something, which they didn't really do. So those who are already in the hole following a lost home due to foreclosure or short sale, when a lender takes less money for a home and when the borrower owes, unlikely to benefit the terms of the settlement, exactly what we just said. And the Bank of America settlement includes an appointment of an independent monitor to review consumer relief portions of the agreement. It is yet to determine when the monitor will be named.
Yeah, and who appoints them? Eric?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it going to be Mr. Holder again?
Yeah, it'll be Eric. Either that'll be like Jamie Dimon or Louis Feingold or somebody like that who has no dog in the hunt, and, you know, J.P. Morgan and all that good stuff. Oh, J.P. Morgan Chase came to a $13 billion settlement in November. The $4 billion supposedly offered to homeowner relief has yet to benefit many in need, according to the advocacy group Home Defenders League. Citigroup reached a $7 billion. So are we seeing a theme here? And they haven't fixed anything. So what happens when this whole when the shoe drops on the next round? And are we going to bail these guys out again?
Yeah, because there's a lot more loans out there that aren't covered yet underneath this.
With that, let's go to Mish's global economic trend analysis. Time to short the U.S. dollar and go long on commodities. Yeah, Saxo Bank chief economist Steen Jacobson thinks so via email. Okay, what's wrong with changing your mind? He's saying, yeah, it's interesting because the biggest call in all year for global lower rates is in particular core countries, Germany, Denmark, and U.S. yields led by this magic trinity of factors. China and Asia rebalancing growth away from nominal to quality. U.S. current amounts deficit reduced by 50%, blah, blah, blah. So the headline is that basically, they're saying that the dollar is going to be going down in value, and is it time to short that?
Well, how much lower can it go?
To zero.
Almost at zero now, correct? I mean, we're like 98%?
From 2013. But, when it really starts to go bad, it's going to go really bad is kind of the thought process there. So with that, let's go to one more break, and then we'll come back. I think, do we got one more break? No?
No.
We've taken all our breaks.
Never mind. Let's not take a break then.
Maybe we should talk about city council and that in the last few minutes to let people know. I'm sure they know the election's coming up.
Oh, you're up.
I'm up.
You're up.
Oh.
Go for it. City council's coming up.
City council's coming up, but about voting. You know, a lot of people don't realize what a bullet vote is.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Yeah,
so maybe
we should hit on that, you know, most people that I know or have asked the question, if there's three slots to be filled, do you have to vote for all three? And most of the people will say yes, that they have to vote for all three. And that is not true.
Well, that's true, because if you look at the four candidates, not mentioning any names, it seems like they're all for the McConnell land deal at the city, which is kind of interesting, is that, you know, they have different opinions on different things, but it's interesting that all four of them are all for the land deal with McConnell.
So if you did do the three vote, you could actually be knocking one of the good guys out of the arena instead of just voting for two. I know that you and I both were on the recount for Gary Cadd, and when we were going through that, most people voted three times regardless.
Yeah, you're basically funding the guys that are going to oppose you in a 3-2 vote if you're not careful with your vote.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get that out there to people because, like I say, a lot of people I talk to and I ask that question, they go, oh, yeah, if there's three slots, I must vote three. No, you don't.
Yeah, it's interesting that we have the different aspects of the campaigns. They have opposing views, but it's just seems like it's like on the bigger federal level is that, you know, but they all support one big issue the same.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like their funding is coming from a lot of the same people, even though they say they're different. So anyway, it's something to consider and do your homework on this thing. But, the thing's just starting to heat up, and we'll have more in the future.
Yeah, we're digging into it and trying to get all the information we can on all the candidates and present that so people know exactly where the candidates sit on the big issues.
Right.
And I know one of the big issues for the people out there is crime.
Yeah, so we don't want to smear anybody yet.
No, not yet. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that we are doing the homework and getting the information, and the people out there need to too get their information and find out exactly on the big issues where some of these candidates sit and where the money comes from.
Well, because you know
and where
they're
green.
You know the mudslinging is a coming.
Yep, it is.
Because it's not gonna, you know, it's not too far down the road. So we have our candidates.
We have about 6 weeks out for absentee ballots.
So we got Jones, we got Quinn, we got Schrader, we got DeQuisto, we got Weaver, and we got Francie Sullivan. And gee, I don't know whether I could ever live in a state without a major league ballpark.
That's a top priority. I mean, that's way over the crime.
Yeah, that's Francie Sullivan. If I don't have a major league ballpark, then I won't support any.
Oh, and let's not forget the daycare for the the homeless.
Yeah, who's supporting the daycare for the homeless? Whose harebrained scheme is that one? I mean, we might get back to you on that one. I mean, gee, the homeless need daycare? Are you serious?
Yeah, we got to pull police officers over to help with that. So with that.
The homeless need homes, not daycare, you
whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're at the end of the segment, and we'll see y'all next week. And just remember, okay, that government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And remember, you were born an original, so don't die a copy.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake shook California residents awake overnight, damaging buildings and injuring dozens of people, at least three critically. It was centered northeast of San Francisco. Napa City Manager Mike Parnas says officials are straining resources to respond.
We declared a local emergency. The county, I believe, has taken a similar action. We have brought in all available forces in the workforce to come in to assess damage, provide services.
California Governor Jerry Brown has also declared a state of emergency. Napa's fire chief is John Callinan and says the earthquake caused power outages, gas leaks, and a lot of injuries.
We have right about probably 100-plus gas leaks, power lines down. Medical calls are in the neighborhood of about 80-plus at this time. The Queen of the Valley Hospital has been inundated with patients.
Randy Baldwin is with the U.S. Geological